In Northwest news from 88.5 KPLU, longtime Democratic congressman from Seattle, Jim McDermott, announced he won't seek re-election. He was first elected to the House of Representatives in 1988. KPLU's Paula Whistle talks with veteran political correspondent Joel Connolly with SeattlePI.com.
So, Joel, what do you think Representative McDermott's legacy will be?
He will have a quiet national legacy, namely as co-author of legislation that reformed foster care in America. He will have a high-profile national legacy as the person who said President Bush would lie to get us into war in Iraq, and later from Iraq said that President Bush would mislead America to get us into war. That gave him the nickname on conservative media of Baghdad Jim, but he proved to be right.
Well, and at the press conference where he announced he was retiring, he was very proud of having said that.
Indeed he was, because we were not, as Vice President Cheney said, greeted as liberators, and in fact became engaged in a prolonged war that in a sense continues to this day, that cost nearly 5,000 American lives, while the administration that set it off was constantly trying to cut the budget of the Department of Veterans Affairs.
Well, it is interesting, though, that the congressman, and he's not the only one, he rarely, if ever, faced much opposition in terms of running for re-election. As a result of that, I feel like we didn't hear that much about him, because it's when people are up for re-election and you see ads and you know see news stories that suddenly you hear about them.
It is a bad thing in American democracy now that you have, out of 435 seats in the House of Representatives, only about 50 of them are really actively contested. He had the classic safe seat, which meant he could do what he wanted with it. He traveled a great deal. He had sometimes very aggressive press secretaries that other times ran a bit of a country club in terms of his staff. And it actually turned out to be, arguably his greatest achievement was the foster care reform. I never heard a word about this from his own staff, and it turned out to be Dr. A. Bergman at Harborview Hospital that tipped me off that the local congressman had done a heavy-duty good deed.
What does it say maybe about nationally just coverage of our elected representatives and the ability of people to stay informed? I mean, Congressman McDermott himself talked about the lack of coverage, lack of correspondents from here that are in D.C. covering it for local papers, because you have consolidation in media and other things like that.
We used to have a full-blown delegation back there, two people from the Oregonian, the Times, the PI, I was its correspondent, as well as all three Seattle stations, with King TV having two people there. And these were people who, myself included, had a good grounding in Northwest politics.
So as we go forward, and there will be, I assume, a heated primary at least for this seat, will there be more attention paid to this?
I would imagine when there was talk of McDermott becoming aide czar, you had practically every letter of the alphabet of candidates expressing interest in this. I suspect we will have a similar situation, and we will have a very interesting year with perhaps two Democrats facing off under our top two primary system, perhaps people moving into the district in order to run. It's going to be a bit of a free-for-all.
Okay, we'll have to see what happens. Thank you very much. Joel Connolly, columnist and blogger at SeattlePI.com. Paula Whistle, KPLU News.